I'm John McKay's manager, Alan Dowson. After this afternoon's 1-0 win at Burgess Hill, Alan, 3 points away from home, particularly with their home record, that's a great result.
A great result. That's what Dover do here. Come to places like this and grind results, and that's what we did today. Road will look a little bit at the end, but you can't tell me that we haven't had any luck the last couple of weeks in away from home. And that's 3 away games for the record straight, and that's 7 points out of 9 out of 3 away games. So that's not bad when people say we can't play away from home. I'm delighted with the spirit assured, but I did think the goalkeeper kept us in it at the end there when I had one or two little chances. But a good goal by Shahid, and I'm delighted with the win. Yeah.
You mentioned Luke in there, man of the match, do you think?
Definitely, and that's the problem I've just said to the lads. I'm delighted with the win, but when your goalkeeper gets man of the match, it is a bit of a worry. He made one or two good saves, that's all it was at the end, a couple of good saves. His handling was good, and I'm delighted for him. That's two clean sheets he's had, and he's doing very well. And but I would defend it well, and maybe should have scored in the first half. But away from home, coming here with their home record, that's not a bad result.
Defensively, we did look solid, and now two clean sheets in the last two games, and only won the game before that, so that's pleasing.
It is pleasing. That's what you judge yourself on. At the end of the season, you'll see the one who wins the championship will have the ones who concede less goals, because you can't go away and nick a 0-0 like we did last week. Didn't play well last week, wasn't very good. Draw 0-0, get a point instead of getting beat like I think we would have done last year, 2-0, 3-0. So it's things we've talked about. We've learned from the cup games when we've thrown games away in the last 10 minutes, and I think the day of the resilience of the lads was excellent.
And what about midfield? How did you think Simon Huckle and Wes Goggin worked in midfield
there? I thought Huckle was excellent. I thought he's come in, it was absolutely brilliant. We talked about Wes. I've had him one-on-one talking about him making his runs at the right time and harassing people, and I thought he'd done very, very well. I want to see how much we missed Turley, but I thought them two come in and done a good job. It was a gamble playing him. Huckle's been out a long time, but he's come back. Wes has been out a long time and come back, but that was me good feeling to win a game today, and I thought I'd done very well.
And say Sanko, so he didn't play at Croydon. I mean, he only played a bit part last Saturday. He came on and scored the winning goal for us.
And took it well. And he creates things and he's busy around the box. Again, I didn't think the front two done absolutely brilliant today. I didn't, but I am a defender's person. I do like my clean sheets more, my goals. Martin Tyler will be sticking up probably front two there. Maybe his service wasn't great in him. But the grind out of result, that's okay. That's what you got to do these places.
Bobby went down in the first half after quite a hefty collision, and you took him off just before the end. Is there any long-term prognosis on him, or is he fine?
He's ugly anyway, to be honest. He's got a face like a smacked horse, but his nurse is all over the shop, he's got a whack on the nurse. That's all it is. But I think it did affect him a bit, and be honest, I think it was quite a nasty blow. But it's not going to do much for his looks, to be honest. Poor lad.
Looking ahead to Monday, we play Tooting in the League Cup. Given the proximity of the two sides in the league, how important is that psychologically?
It's an important game, but it's important for the lads who didn't play it today. And I said to the lads before kick-off, I'm going to go Saturday and Monday, and the lads who didn't play it today will play Monday night. It's simple as that. And then we'll have a right go. And a lot of lads, because it wasn't been great, nobody in this league's great, but we need to know from some of our lads how Wayne Finney is and things like that. Young Suki, Nick Rundell again, and we're going to see how we are close to the first team. And then we'll do it on Monday night. Want to win the game, desperately win the game.
And what about Jason Tully? How close is he to coming back? We keep talking about him every week.
Yeah, he's another week away. He'll be fit for next Saturday. He possibly could have made it today, or possibly could make Monday, but he's that important to us. I've got to make sure he's okay.